I've seen Luke play quite a lot of Southend. He probably didn't play as much as he would have liked, and I probably was a little bit surprised he didn't play a bit more, but we've all got our own opinions on that one. But he's a very good attacking right fullback, could play wing back, could play right fullback, very, very good crosser. 6 foot, so he can handle himself in the air, and a very good athlete. To be fair, you make your checks on players with other players that have played with him, and everything that came through was very, very good, I've got to say. And I knew people from Burnley as well that had him at Burnley.
You talked about the due diligence that you do and the experience you've got in the game being very important as well, and getting the right characters. He ticks all the boxes then?
100%, yeah. Ticks everything that we're looking... He doesn't score 20 goals a year, so that's about the only one he didn't tick. But he's very, very... As I say, he's perfect for us. We know he's good in the changing room. We know he's the type of player that we're looking for. And he's very hungry. And I think that's one of the most important things. He's desperate to play more matches.
Can you tell us the deal he signed on? Is it a one-year deal, two-year deal?
Two-year deal, Luke. And I think our supporters will like him, as I say, because you see lots of people get up and down the line, but they don't cross it in the right areas. But I'm very confident Luke will.
And I think Gilles fans, obviously, they're looking at the defence and knowing that you have to bring numbers in. And we haven't talked about Alex Lacey already, the one you've signed, who was at Yeovil last term. Again, what will he bring you?
A very good defender, very determined defender that talks, and a fellow that can pass the ball. And, you know, I've heard people say, can you possibly find another Egan? You never know, but hopefully turns out to be as good as John done for the club. And but I'm very, very confident he will, and we're delighted with that signing. We know that there's a lot of clubs that were after him, and I know my chairman has had lots of people, other chairman and other managers say to him, you've beat us on that one, we were trying to get it.
I know from the reaction from Yeovil Town fans as well that they liked him a lot. I know he won awards at the end of the season in their players poll as well. So do you see him as a prospect? Is he a rough diamond? Is he already good enough straight away to play in League One?
Absolutely. Oh yeah, without a doubt. I think to be honest with you, Matt, we're not looking to sign anybody now at this particular, if we signed a player now, he wouldn't be a squad player in our eyes. He'd be a starter. With Alex and Luke, to me, they will be starters. I'd be very, very surprised if not. If it means they're not starters, it means that everybody else comes back in pre-season in unbelievable condition and takes the shirt ahead of them. That would be very good news for us. But these two boys, I've got no doubt in my mind, will be starters.
Anything you can tell us about the ones who haven't signed on for next year as yet? I suppose the highest profile of those would be Cody McDonald at the moment. Can you tell us anything about contract negotiations with him?
Well, in the respect that we've put an offer to Cody and his agent, but we honestly haven't heard anything back at the minute. I don't think that probably sounds too positive, to be fair, because I would have thought we'd have heard something back by now, but unfortunately that hasn't happened. I think probably, maybe by the start of next week we might try and make contact again to see what's happening, and if it's yes or if it's no. And if it's no that we can't keep Cody, then we move on, and we'll find other people.